Welcome to the bonus round. This is a chance for us to bring you some additional content, not a part of the usual show. Just like a bonus round in a slot machine, these will be sporadic and you'll never know when we're going to have them. Today, we're going to share with you our first 360 Vegas review of Tender at Luxor.
Tender Steakhouse is a great spot for a glass of wine with friends. If you step off the casino floor, you're right in the bar and lounge, and you're able to sit in one of the many comfy leather chairs while still enjoying the action of what's going on in the casino.
The restaurant, which is located through the lounge and hence away from the noise of the casino, offers an intimate and relaxing atmosphere. The lighting is dimmed down and the warm cherry and mahogany furniture play well against the leather and wood-paneled walls.
Karen and I had the opportunity to try out Tender at Luxor in the spring of 2012, and here were our thoughts.
Are we doing the wine and cheese separate?
No, it's a whole experience.
Holy shit, dude, listen to you.
Jesus. Yeah.
No, okay, hold on.
Well, we have to explain.
Hold on. We need to take you back in time. We've given you the trip report, but now we need to tell you where we're at in the trip. This is after 2 hours of sleep
at that point, it was probably close to 30 hours.
No.
Yeah.
No. You've had your nap by now, haven't you?
Right.
He did, but all he
was
got
up
was the 2 hours.
I was up for 36 hours.
I know.
Yeah. And then
we were up for another six, because remember, we went to the bar afterwards. So we were up for a while after this.
Mark had 30 hours. Mark had his 36 hours, then crashed for two.
For two.
And then you've got him up and he was grumpy as all sin.
And that's where this is. So we're at Tender.
Oh, shit. Well,
We had,
I can remember how many. You were up a long fucking time.
Yeah,
I don't know
so,
what it was.
Yeah, so at this point, I had been woken up from my 2.5 hour nap after staying up for 36. So
and
at this
he
point,
was a bitch
yeah, at this
to get
point,
out of bed.
We're pushing 40 hours with 2 hours sleep. I was fucking exhausted.
And he had a full tummy.
And I did, well, no, not.
Well, yeah, we just got done eating.
Well, yeah, at this point, yeah, you're right.
That's so cute. He had a full tummy.
So yeah, I had eaten. I don't know if I was drunk. I mean, I was pretty buzzed going.
You were.
I think between, you know, even if you weren't drunk, the lack of sleep
and the small
amounts of alcohol, even if you had at that point, you were just so fucking tired. You could hear it.
This is going to be absolutely epic. Whether I'm drunk or just exhausted, just epic in general. So let's pick up. Hold on.
All right, so we just finished dinner at Tender Steak and Seafood at Luxor.
Yep.
Started off with the wine and cheese sampling.
Yes.
What'd you think of that?
Oh, that was fun. I loved it.
I couldn't agree with you more. I thought that...
Every word is dry. I couldn't agree with you more.
That's what I mean. You don't know if I'm hammered or I'm just exhausted.
Oh, my
but,
God.
But you can feel the effort that's required to do all of it.
It's like... It's too fucking hard. Finish your own damn sentence.
I couldn't agree with you
more. And the funny thing was that I don't think people realize in and of itself the fact that, you know, we talked about like the wine and cheese tasting in the bar at the lounge. The fact that you like the cheese tasting, I was shocked.
Well, you do say that here in a second.
Okay, I'm jumping ahead. Sorry.
Right, here you go.
It was really, really fun. It was really interesting. Very reasonable price for just that it's...
I'm just trailing off.
I got no idea what you're doing.
We're talking about cheese and stuff and
what? Crackers and biscuits and shit.
Where am I?
So I was tired.
It was a really fun experience.
And I was so excited because you actually ate all the cheeses and tried them, which
right.
is a new thing for
I
you.
I felt
and,
fancy. I'm like, I'm all grown up. Look at me.
Something you'll do with me. Right. Yay.
It was a lot of fun. I highly recommend...
Highly recommend.
You know what you sound like when Homer sends that letter back to Marge in an early Simpsons? Like, they got these large beers here, $5, get out of here.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow, this is wicked.
To people.
It's literally for four different wines, or then they're 2 ounce pours of wine, or four different cheeses. It's $15 a piece. So
yeah,
I mean, it's
very
a great
good
little
price. Yeah.
You're getting worse. Fuck.
I'm exhausted. I have a full tummy, as Karen pointed out. I am exhausted, and now I'm being forced to.
Oh, no. No. Nobody was forcing you to do this but yourself. Hold on one second before we start saying, she forced me to record this. No, this was your idea that we sit down and record this right after we were done.
Because we need to capture the experience in the moment.
Oh,
Karen.
Obviously we captured it. That's why we haven't gotten through more than a second of this without laughing.
I'll tell you what, the people who write and hate my laugh are going to fucking hate these goddamn reviews.
Well, maybe we should just put a warning on there. If you don't like to laugh, you just don't even want to listen to this.
I know, right? Just skip this.
It's awesome.
Yeah, 5 to 7, highly recommended. Lots and lots
of
fun.
And great atmosphere, too. The chairs were really comfy.
Oh, those chairs were amazing.
Sex on one? What are you doing? So supple and smothery.
He was close to falling asleep. That's why they were so amazing.
I sound like one of those guys that when Harrison Ford was on Conan and he was fucking stoned and he's like,
that's exactly what it is.
Oh my God,
and
it
he's
is.
He's like feeling it up like, oh my God, these are the most comfortable chairs I've ever been in.
That is what you sound like.
You ever just rub the leather? Oh,
they're
yeah.
Amazing. Can you guys feel this? you just see me bothering the people around us. Do your chairs feel like this too? It's amazing. Would anyone mind if I just started touching myself? Would that be inappropriate at all here?
I'm surprised you would have asked at that point. I thought you would have just pulled it up and like, I'm so happy.
I just start humping the chair. Mark, no.
Get out the squirt bottles. Jesus.
You're looking out over the casino. I mean, it was
super
cool.
The kind of fucking leather chairs that you just sink into and you're like, oh, I'm just going to stay here.
They were cushy. We were bouncing on them a little bit.
Right.
We were bouncing on them a little bit.
We had sex.
Let's be honest. Just lay it out.
On the open lounge in the middle of lecture. Yeah, we were bouncing up and down.
Yeah.
Cushions. It's fine.
I moaned. She got wet. We had sex right there.
He just went over and sat on his lap. I had a skirt on. Nobody noticed.
She was wearing a skirt. She was like, you know what? Fuck it. Let him kick us out.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
And we went into dinner. We got the filet and surf and turf thing.
Well, yeah, so we got the surf and turf special as the entree.
You like that?
Surf and turf thing. You couldn't even figure out what it was.
It's the fancy term.
It was like
term.
A cow and some fish and shit.
It's the fancy term for it.
Jeez. Which was an 8-ounce filet and 4 shrimps.
Yes.
But we also got
shrimps. That just sounds weird. That's the plural.
I don't know if it is or not.
I don't know. I like it though.
I go back to the birdcage and say, "Wait, you forgot the shrimps."
Nice fucking callback.
You know the one thing though is that we keep using the phrase callback, and I don't think it's accurate. I think it's a pull is what it is. You're pulling it from another source. You brought the humor from somewhere else into this, and we just keep calling it a callback.
You know what?
We didn't say it.
You know what's funny is I haven't heard this audio since we did it, and when I said shrimps, the first thing that popped into my head was from the birdcage. I'm like, wait, you forgot the shrimps.
Which is why I tried to stop you, because I'm like, no, you're going to say it.
But then we also got the Yukon mashed potatoes. And
which
then,
was a huge waste of...
It was, because I like, was
just, we're just full. Yeah, and it's
he can't even talk.
Oh, fuck, this is gold.
Brilliant. A whole lot. I got the entree of a sampling of meat.
It's not an entree, it's an appetizer.
Appetizer, thank you.
And you had some exotic stuff. You had, like, antelope and duck, ham, and... I don't know what else was on there. We'll have to look it up and talk about it later. But
I think I've clearly demonstrated on this show I'm a huge fan of meat.
it's so funny because I'm listening to you and I'm listening to me. I'm like, okay, either he is so trashed that I'm sober or he is so tired and I'm just like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Did you not realize at the time he was that fucking smashed?
I don't think he was smashed. Exhaustion. Honest to God, I think he was so tired.
I really
do. Because he didn't
But did you realize that at the time, or could you not really see
it?
I knew it.
I actually say all the time, one of the things I really like about the end of a Vegas trip is that I've kind of pushed my body to its absolute limits, and I'm
You always sound
exhausted.
Worse and worse, yeah.
Oh, I'm just...
This is day one, though.
This is day one. I know. And I don't think I realized, because I'd been with you for several hours, and I woke you up and you were grumpy and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I think I realized it after the fact, because like I said, you didn't remember how we got down to Luxor. So you just had to be just wrecked, just so tired and wrecked.
Yeah.
Although we did figure out that you were hammered before your nap. So Yes. You were probably still drunk at this
right,
point, too.
Right, well, of course. And then, of course, I drank while we were there, so yeah. I had to refresh
But you switched over to beer. Because you were doing, like, rum drinks and a few other things
was
earlier
I really?
In the day. Yeah, because we went to... Yeah, you were.
You don't remember how you got to Luxor? That's a hike from Bally's.
Well, no, we caught a cab.
We took a cab. That's why I couldn't remember. I'm like, wait a minute, how the fuck did we get to Luxor?
I'm like, we took a cab. He's like, we did? I'm like,
well,
yes.
And the more I think about it, like I say this all the time, like I'll say that I black out, and a lot of times what it is the details are so insignificant that I just think that I don't remember.
You're getting old
them.
And you forget.
No, but yeah. Then you'll tell me, and I'm like, oh, wait a minute, I remember that. Because I remember we had a conversation, like, are you going to pay him? Are you going to, okay, all right, well, I'll get it. And then I remember we had the conversation as we were out of the cab and walking. I'm like, you realize you and I haven't walked through these doors since the first time we were ever in Vegas.
Aw, he reminisced.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, because you normally come through Excalibur, so you very rarely walk in the front entrance.
Right, right.
Oh, I thought you meant you hadn't been to Luxor since you first got.
Oh, no. We had, but we hadn't walked through the main entrance.
Yeah, literally, the last time we had done that was when the cab dropped us off the first time we ever walked into any Vegas resort ever.
Well, the first time that you had walked into any Vegas resort,
right.
I had been there before.
That's right.
So.
Okay. All right, let's continue.
Crazy horse.
Yeah. All variations.
All of a sudden, Matt and Daz just went, yes.
Matt is all of a sudden at full attention.
I knew it.
I was served with Parmesan-crusted crackers. Once again, highly recommend. Very tasty.
Aside from the copa, I don't remember what meat the copa was made out of, but that was your favorite. And then aside from that, I think your favorite were the little mini pickles.
Mini pickles are very good. Mini sweet pickles are very awesome.
They remind me of Little Dicks.
My childhood. My mind really was captured by those little pickles, man.
Oh, he just kept eating them the whole time. The funny thing that I'm noticing here is you don't even remember what you had to eat, and I had to keep reminding you because you're like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Oh, yeah, I forgot about
that. Well, just the mini pickles. Well, because that was just, you know, that was like a garnish adment to it. But the funny thing about that, though, is that I wasn't just like like they were little bite-sized ones, and I wouldn't just throw them in my mouth like, little bite.
Yeah, he'd bite them in half and eat them.
My little gourmet mini pickles.
And then absolutely. I also got the...
I do want to say that I didn't think that the meats, other than the one that I really enjoyed, the little spicy one, I didn't think that they were very particular. Like, they weren't flavorful, like, flavor explosion in your mouth.
Well...
But they were...
Oh, that's
we all know,
easy.
Mark, it has to explode in your mouth.
That's right.
Otherwise, you just don't like it.
I'm just disappointed.
Just disappointed. Aww.
No.
Did you try any of the meats?
Yeah.
Yeah, now
I tried 3 out of the 5.
Do you agree that they weren't? I mean, I liked all of them, but only like that copa and maybe one other was like the second you.
Well, but
ate
I think
it,
you were
wow,
looking
really
for
good.
More of a spiced meat versus like the one that was a smoked ham. I mean, it's ham. It only has a certain and it had a different flavor because I think the ham was the duck ham.
See, I still think that it might have been that my taste buds were just fucked.
That's entirely possible.
Yeah. Just from all the abuse I'd been doing to myself. And before that, we had...
All the cheeses.
No, well, not just all the cheese. Well, I guess that could be. I mean, the flavor kind of...
The only thing we'd eaten before that was at the...
Serendipity 3.
No, that
no.
wasn't that day.
No, that was
the place at the Mirage, the Blues place. BB King's.
Well, which I had fucking buffalo chicken fingers, which would have completely wiped my palate out.
Yeah, but
out.
That was like 5 or 6 hours before.
It's buffalo sauce. It destroys your palate for like fucking 12 hours.
Whatever.
Anyway...
You did catch up that male hooker, though, on the way.
Definitely. Yeah, I forgot about that.
That definitely corrupts the palate.
And that's why I was disappointed. I'm like, I just had an explosion in my mouth. This is not equaling it. This is so disappointing. Oh, let's get back to my disappointment.
You also
I liked it.
Very flavorful food. I mean, you like
yes,
things to be spicy
yes.
and
Exactly.
Yeah,
but
over the top,
what I mean when I say that I recommend it is that it was good. It was definitely it's something I'm like it's a very unique appetizer and
probably
I would
to
recommend
share
it
among 3 or 4
oh,
people.
Oh, sure.
But yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then the other thing I got was their special heirloom tomato
oh, that's
and
right.
buffalo mozzarella salad, which was just killer, but it again was huge. You could have shared that between 3 people. But it was really good. The tomatoes were so fresh and so sweet, and the mozzarella was just awesome.
What did you think of the steak?
I love, first of all, how, number one, you forgot that I had anything else to eat. You were so fixated on your meat tray.
Right.
And then you're like, what did you think of the... You couldn't even talk.
I could talk. I just wanted to get to the end of that sentence as fast as possible.
There's no consonants in what you're saying. It's just all vowels. It's like, oh, yeah.
So you sound like an Aussie now.
Bitch. We shared the filet.
What did he say?
We did. We shared the filet and the shrimp. You know, it was good. Number one, they cooked it perfectly.
So good.
We both like medium well, which is fortunate, which allows us to share. And a lot of times that's difficult to do on a filet. They'll try to ask to butterfly it. And they didn't on this one, and it was perfect. It wasn't burnt on the outside. It was still very juicy. I got a side of Bernays to eat with it. I'll be honest, the steak itself wasn't as seasoned as some others that we've had. But again, it was cooked perfectly. It was very tender.
Very tasty, juicy. It was good. It was very good. I liked it. Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the shrimp had a lot of flavor.
That's probably the most, or the least seasoned, most flavorful shrimp I've ever had.
Oh, it was very seasoned.
Yeah.
I love how right from the back, no, you're a fucking idiot. Shut up.
No, it was very seasoned. There was a shitload of seasoning on that deer.
Did you think
there was a lot of salt and stuff on there.
All right, well, I just didn't think it was overt.
No, but I thought it might have been just a tad bit overcooked. I thought they were a little bit dry, but I will
and
say...
And I thought they were kind of juicy. Just, you know, being a novice when it comes to quality food like that, I thought it was kind of juicy.
How do we go from me going, oh, it was a little dry, a little overcooked? I thought it was juicy.
Well, I disagreed with
Jesus
you.
I'm allowed to disagree.
I thought it was the wettest steak I've ever had.
I like how I made a statement as I thought they were juicy, and then I went to expound on it, and it was nothing more than I thought they were really juicy.
It was good the first time.
I don't think you can argue with that kind of support.
Jesus. Well, and the tricky thing with shrimp is that it can go from perfectly cooked to overcooked in like a split second. So I think that they were just a little bit. I mean, they were still tasty and they were edible, and it wasn't like they were bad or anything.
Agreeable sounds. Yeah, that'll do.
I don't know if that was agreeable. I think I was like, I don't get it. Whatever.
I don't even understand where you are.
I'm still here in the conversation.
Service goes, the wait staff is phenomenal.
Oh, it was amazing.
I got head also.
I was just going to say that.
They were there just enough. They were funny. They weren't there too much. They didn't hover, with one exception, right, of the photog who was running around the restaurant, which at first we thought, oh, sure, this will be fun. Get a photo. And then she quickly
started posing us like we were at fucking glamour shots and shit. And
that was a good callback, actually.
It was incredibly. First of all, one of the things we try to do on this show is be as realistic as we are to be people.
I do listen.
Versus the animals that we are typically. We're not normally people, but on the show we're trying to be people.
No. To our listeners, don't think that I don't know that I do this shit on the show all the fucking time, where what it is stereotypical ADD. This is me already thinking to the next sentence that I really want to say. However, I'm halfway through this sentence and I have to figure out the fastest way to just close it off so I can say what I really want to say.
Yeah. Welcome to my world, everybody.
It can be people. Anyway.
I don't care. This doesn't make any sense. I'm just going to throw something out here so I can keep going.
Right. Let's see if the next sentence is worth it.
And the shit she's making us do, like, cock your head this way, put your arm this way. I'm like, I would never fucking do this ever.
The funny thing was that she took two individual pictures of, like, one of you and one of me that she's like, oh, here's one for you. Oh, my God, they were the worst pictures ever.
I fucking hated
it. And then a couple of the poses that she did, I'm like, because we've been posed before for pictures that ended up looking really good. These are looking at going, there's no way in hell we would ever, ever.
It was.
That was my Stallone impersonation.
And I mean, it was uncomfortable enough that my neuroses of
course,
that
it doesn't
was a
matter,
big word for
doesn't
me.
Doesn't matter how exhausted or drunk I am, I always have to try and show off that I'm almost a wordsmith and almost stupid.
something ethereal.
you were ready to bolt.
Oh, I was getting there. I got to the point. It's like phenomenal meal, phenomenal wait staff. My anxieties went fucking haywire when after she took the pictures and I knew she was coming back because I'd seen her in another one. I was like, we have to go.
She was harassing the couple next to us, so I think you were anticipating
I just,
the disaster
I,
that was going to be.
Yeah.
And who saved you?
Well, of course you.
I did. I shut her down real quick and said, yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, it was one of those things. It's like, just keep my credit card. I have to go. I cannot be around you. You're driving me insane.
Which I would never let that happen. No.
But yes, my phobias overwhelmed me. It was that uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That my anxieties are.
But don't let the photog scare you off of the restaurant.
Oh no no no!
Honestly,
oh.
And the prices were good for a steakhouse
very
in Vegas.
Reasonable, yes, and it's such
it was
a good.
Good.
Meal.
It was really good.
What did you say?
I don't know.
He went to say delicious. Then he bailed on it after the DEL. He's like, that's enough syllables. Fuck that.
I'm exhausted. Fuck you.
You get the point.
Right.
Yeah. It was very good.
I would totally go back.
Absolutely. Well done.
Well done. There you go. You end everything that way.
Well, I start everything off, well too.
Well done.
Okay, so we're... I would recommend to anybody... Now, as a person, I don't know where the fuck I'm going.
As a person. You are a person. Thank you for that.
As a human on this planet. I have anxieties when it comes to situations where... I'm at constant battle with myself where I was raised to be polite, and at the same time, it's my personality to just immediately cut to the chase, you know, and
you hate small talk.
And
when people try to be funny and they're obviously not funny, you just get aggravated, but you're too nice to say anything about it, so it just makes it worse.
And then I get stuck.
Oh, he says it to me, I can assure you.
Oh no, he does, but he has to know you.
Yes, but those are the people that I actually you're the people in my inner circle when I can actually fucking say to you, you know, go fuck yourself, or just cut you right off by going, I don't want to hear anything else that you have to say.
That's when you know he likes you.
Right.
When he says shut the fuck up, then you're like, okay, we're friends.
Right. Yeah. Otherwise, if I'm grinning and bearing it, I wanna kill myself. But I would recommend to people who, the second she comes around, just no, we're not interested, no thank you. Because it was just so incredibly uncomfortable.
Well, and it was, the posing was bad, but then when we were sitting there while we were eating, she came back, like I said, to the couple next to us that apparently, well, she's like, oh, they just got engaged. Well, no, after hearing them talk, they got engaged like the week before and then came out to Vegas. So she's making this huge deal out of it. But she was just like hard selling them awful, and it was just painful to listen to.
Yeah.
What did she charge? Do you know, for the photos?
I don't know. I was about to run, Matt.
We didn't ask because they were so bad. This was, Mark's not kidding. It was like a glamour shot gone wrong.
Well, you know, I don't even think it's fair to call it glamour shots, because glamour shots at least look like something. This looked like every fucking shitty yearbook photo you ever had, where
it
they just
even.
Prop you up, cock your head. There you go. Oh, no, a little bit to the left. All right, and snap, go. Get out of here.
And it wasn't
because you were probably drooling, though. You're so fucking wasted. Karen probably looked beautiful, and you're just drooling down her
God, I hate to say it. No, my pictures, I was looking at going, oh, those are awkward. No, we're not getting those.
It was
just
so bad.
It
was also, you know what also it reminded me of is that people who have got more than one kid, when they get them into pictures and are like, okay, so you put your hand on the shoulder here and then tilt your head to the
left.
And
make it look like you like them.
Oh, it was just terrible. It was so, I'm like, I fucked this lady. I'm not comfortable with the way that you're positioning me.
Yeah.
Actually, I wish I would have said that.
That would have been funnier.
Yeah. And go away.
Yeah.
She's working me under, this table lady. Get out of here.
You would have passed.
Help. Fuck off. You
look, if you really want to earn the money that you're trying to sell these photos, get your ass down under the table and start sucking.
That's right. She's tired.
I've been putting up with his ass all day. I really don't feel like doing this right now.
All in all, I did have a great time with that. I think that is what I would do the next time if we decided to eat at the steakhouse. I mean, we're definitely going to go to the lounge again.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely going to. Well, and Matt is already like on board with, hey, let's go do the wine and cheese tasting
absolutely.
Thing. He and I are going to have a blast with that.
Yeah, absolutely. But if we decide that we're going to go to the steakhouse again, if that person is still working there in Luxor, I highly encourage you to fucking end that bullshit. But if they are, I'll just make sure the second no thank you, move along. And this is where I start to get fucking rude to people, is when this is why I try not to even answer my door. No shit, Matt. Why I won't even answer my door, because I get fucking belligerent after I'm polite to you. Like, you know, they'll do the little spiel or whatever, and you're like, no, thank you, I'm not interested. Oh, we got him. Like, I said no thank you. And we're like, well, but we got this. I'm like, listen, you little motherfucker, get off of my goddamn...
I just stick the watchtower up your ass. Get out.
I've been patient, and now you're just fucking irritating. Now you're wasting my fucking time, all right? I understand you chose to do this, to come around and bother people during their free time, but don't fucking... You're intruding on me.
Yeah, I'm not a fan either. Fuck that. They did it at Mon Ami Gabi when me and Laura were there as well.
Did they really? It was awful. Oh, the photogs? Yeah. The photos,
yeah, they hit us up pretty hard.
Lesson learned. All right, well, let's go over some actual details that might actually help someone.
Useful information instead of our drunken blabbering.
Exactly. Right.
Okay, now, obviously the location, it's inside the Luxor Hotel, adjacent to the walkway to Mandalay Bay, or opposite LAX nightclub.
I don't know if it's because I was exhausted, but I really felt like this was completely, like, you really went somewhere else when you went into this place.
Well, you have to remember, when we went there, what was the bar that had been in the middle?
Oh, that's right. Liquidity was under construction,
yeah. So you couldn't see across the casino floor. Okay. So that's why it felt like you were walking all the way around, because you couldn't see LAX.
You had no reference point.
Yeah, right. you couldn't see everything right there.
All right, so I guess we didn't have the true experience of it, but I thought it was awesome.
But the walkway was right there, because I remember once we walked out, we like literally sat down right outside, and then the walkway to go back to Mandalay was right there.
It felt very much, very intimate. It felt very chic. I mean, I'm going to even say it goes as far as called chic. I thought it was pretty sweet.
That's because you're not used to going to fancy places.
Sizzler looks good to you. All you can eat dessert? Wow.
It's all you can eat food.
But I mean,
it's
the lounge was really, really charming. I loved that the steakhouse was inside of it, because it further felt like it was very, you know what, it almost felt like a little Vegas VIP is what it kind of felt like. I thought it was sharp.
It was very much like an old school steakhouse kind of feel, with the wood paneling and all the leather booths. And it was kind of a separate room, which, yeah, it was really cool. It was very comfy.
Well, and to further reinforce how good that wait staff was, is I really felt like you were kind of a fucking VIP with them, because they come out and they were like talking to you. They weren't selling you bullshit. You know, I really felt that they were, because if I remember, the cook came out at one point.
The chef?
He didn't. I bet it was a guy with a big hat on.
I don't, no, the manager walked through. So we had our waiter. We had the waiter. We had the guy that was assisting the waiter.
Santa at one point.
Yes, he brought out his little red bag and gave you a candy cane.
There was somebody other than
the manager did come out and talk to us. So he had a black suit on. That's why I remember. But yeah, so our waiter, and then there was an assistant waiter that was helping him clear the tables.
Yeah, okay.
And then the manager did come out and talk to us.
Like I said, I don't know if it was the pure exhaustion or if it was the mood or just the way that they acted.
They were really good. Cool. They were very, because you know, a lot of times, especially if you go to some of the higher end restaurants, the staff can be very uppity.
And these guys
were very down to earth, but they were knowledgeable. They knew the menu. You know, we asked to share a couple things and they were like, yeah, sure, no problem. They were very flexible about the whole thing. They were very accommodating.
Yeah.
Sometimes in those nicer restaurants, they're a bit funny. Like, you have to order what's on the menu. You can't split meals, or yeah, they really can be funny about it.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I do want to go so far as it kind of felt like what you hear people say old Vegas felt like, where they knew you. And it was kind of like, I felt like you were almost in an exclusive club. Just the way they talked to you, it's almost like they knew us. And it was, I just thought it was really, really cool. I really, really enjoyed the wait staff there.
Mm. I think we've covered that, but yes.
Fuck you, woman.
Moving on. The operating hours of the restaurant are daily from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. And the bar is open daily from 4:30 to 12. Tender does not feature a signature drink as such, but is renowned for its extensive wine list, winning the National Wine Spectator Award for the last 3 years. The wine list is over 200 bottles to choose from, imported from all over the world, some available in half and full bottles.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
See, I'm not a wine guy, so I had no fucking idea. I was just impressed by that.
It was a little more limited at the lounge, because that was where they were doing the tastings.
Okay.
So I think you only had maybe 8 to 10 whites, 8 to 10 reds to pick from to do the tasting. But then, yeah, once we went to sit down, the thing was, I knew what wine I wanted from the tasting menu.
Oh, that's right.
So we did have the big, gigantic wine list, but I didn't even bother to look at it, because I'm like, I want the Louis Martin and bring that out.
Okay.
It's good.
What was the price of your bottle? What did you pay for that?
I didn't get a bottle. I got a glass. I ended up with two glasses during dinner, and I'll be honest, I don't remember. Probably the $12. No, it was more than that.
I think, well, looking at what I've got here, the wine by the glass is generally $12. Beer is $7, and wine by the bottle ranging from $35 up to an epic $500.
Wow.
The food menu at Tender. Like the wine tasting, the Tender does not feature a specialty dish of sorts, but is well known for its steak range. The average appetizer cost is $14. Soup and salads are $9. An average main will set you back $40. An average side, $9. And desserts are about $9 as well.
Do you ever eat dessert when you go to fancy places? If it isn't part of a price fix?
No, not if it's not part of a price fix.
What about you, Matt?
Yeah, I'm a lummox.
I eat a shitload. Lummox. 6'5", he can add a few extra calories on there. 6'3", whatever the hell he is. 5'4", you can't do that so much.
When I'm in Vegas, I eat like a pig.
Oh, no, we eat, but we just never get to dessert. We're usually fucking packed by then.
If it's ice cream, I can find a spot. That's my rule.
We gotta take him to Wicked Spoon. He'll be fucked with those gelatos.
Oh, yeah.
You should have seen the size of the fucking sundae I had at, Planet Dailies. It was huge. And he said, usually four people share it, and I finished it myself.
Oh, my God.
The guy couldn't. Monster. We must have had three buckets of beer between me and Darren, a steak dinner, and then this thing came out, and he goes, there you go, take that. And I finished the whole fucking thing.
Jesus Christ. So not only were you had the alcohol as the depressant, but then you had the sugar rush from the ice cream to keep you going, huh?
That works.
I was quite chipper that day.
But you crashed early, though.
That's the day I did my 31 hours.
Jesus Christ.
No
I was
shit.
Just popped up on sugar bouncing around the strip. So did you guys reserve ahead for your table?
We did, yeah. It was one of the things that I knew when I was exhausted that this wasn't something that we wanted to miss out on. I mean, not only did we have reservations for it, we had them because we really wanted them. And when we got there, we actually made an adjustment because I didn't think that we would actually be in the lounge as long as we were. And they were fine with it. It's like once you got there, they were like, no, just let us know when you're ready.
Yeah, Mark, I think I think our reservation was at like 6:30. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, the happy hour, we weren't planning on getting there until 6. You're like, yeah, we're going to have some cheeses and go in. I'm like, I can't eat like wine and cheese and then go half an hour later, go in to eat dinner. It's not going to happen.
Right. But they were really accommodating.
Yeah, they were. They were good.
What was the total of your bill? Do you remember what it came to for the meal?
No. It's got to be 130 at least.
Oh, no, that doesn't seem bad, though. If it's a high-end steakhouse, good food, good wine, that doesn't seem too bad.
But you have to remember, we only had one entree between the two of us because we shared it.
But I mean,
more than 130.
You think it was more than that with just one steak?
So it was one entree, appetizer? Two appetizers, a side, and let's say two glasses of wine for me. And
maybe the wine and stuff.
You had a beer or two back at
I'm telling you, I don't think it was any more than 100 and something. Whatever it was.
Well, it was 100 and something, but that's a big range.
Shut up. When I say 100 and something, I'm thinking give or take $20, $30.
That's
what it is. Shut up. We're moving on.
I can go look it up right now, motherfucker, if you want to give me 2 fucking seconds.
No, I don't want to give you 2 fucking seconds.
Well, I would have known this is what we were doing.
Oh, really?
I could have looked it up before.
Well, maybe if you read the script, Karen. Like,
you know what? Fuck you, Matt. He gave this to me literally as I'm walking up the stairs.
I don't want
to
hear it.
I don't want to hear it either.
He didn't give it. Fuck you both. Seriously. Done with this shit with both of you.
I write this stuff a month ahead and you just fuck around with it. Jesus.
You don't send it to me, do you? You send it to Mark. And you know that he's in his own little world doing whatever he thinks of it. Doesn't bother to think about how this is going to impact anybody else.
Because I'm up in here running a 360 Vegas empire.
Well, don't give me shit if you don't share with me.
I'm about to share something with you.
Yeah, I'll share it right back at you. Yeah.
How are you going to share my cock with me? I don't know how that's going to work.
It bends.
It'll be a way. You're flexible.
It may not work if it bends.
Bend, you bitch. Okay, the happy hours they cover. Daily from 5 to 7, which is the cheese tasting that you guys partaked in.
Yep.
It's $8 for 2 cheese tastings and wine tastings, or 4 wine and 4 cheeses for $15.
So, and that's, just so you know, that's like if you order 2 wine, it's 8. If you order 2 cheese, it's 8. So it's not like for $8, you get 2 and 2.
It doesn't read that way on the menu.
No, it isn't. So you get your choice of 4, and you can either choose 4 wines or 4 cheese,
so
and that's 15.
So it's really 2 and 2 for 16.
Yes.
Yeah, really, it's 16 then, because most people are going to get 2 and 2.
Right.
Right. But that's I got four and four.
That is deceptive. I don't like that.
On the menu, it reads that it reads really like you're getting 2 wines, 2 cheeses.
I enjoyed it too much that I won't. I'm not really going to bitch
about it.
Well,
if you think about it, so the wines are 4 2-ounce tastings, right? So that's 8 ounces, which is a typical glass of wine.
You're talking to metric man over here. I don't even know what an ounce is.
It's not a lot.
Well, tough. Figure
a typical
out.
Pour is 8 ounces, which is about which is
we're
about
not conforming
a cup.
To you, fucking Aussie.
Just because the rest of the world is on the metric system, why the fuck should we be on?
We're America, stupid and proud.
So I don't know if you know what stubborn. I don't know if you know what a cup is.
Yeah, I do know what a cup is.
Okay, well, not like a jock cup.
That's what I put my nuts in.
where I rest them gently.
So a cup of liquid is typically, like a measurable cup is 8 ounces. Yeah. And that's typically okay. what a wine pour is.
Okay, let's wrap this up. Vegas might give this a 4 out of 5. What would you guys give it?
I wish you could give it like a half. Because I'd give it like 4.5 or something. It was
yeah,
really awesome.
I wouldn't put it all the way up there at a 5 out of 5.
Well, because STK is the mark.
STK was better for food. I think the service was better at Tender.
Yeah.
But yeah, STK was definitely better for food. The atmospheres are very different.
I thought they were both awesome though.
They're very different
from
each other.
Yeah, very much, very much. But yeah, I would since you can't give someone a half, I would have to say 4. But I really wish I could do halves.
Because it's not the best steakhouse that we've ever been to.
Yeah.
It was really good, was and really I would absolutely awesome. Go back.
Absolutely, yes.
But it's not the best I've ever been
agreed,
to.
Agreed, agreed.
Holy shit, excellent. He agreed with me.
I agree with you a lot.
Not usually.
I'll need to shut you up.
Right, right. So that was our review of Tender at Luxor. As always, we encourage you to go out there and experience these things on your own and develop your own opinion. Food, drink prices, hours of operation, and happy hour deals are all subject to change. So be sure to check with the property for the most up-to-date information. Check out the reviews section of our blog for a recap, as well as a video or pictures and, well, I guess it's not really exclusive audio.
With yeah, uninterrupted audio without our laughing and giggling.
Exactly. That's what you get.